Kind of almost makes, I know you both do a lot of breast cancer, think a little bit about the issue of ER positivity, if you think about it. And, we don't usually combine hormone therapy and chemo for traditional reasons. Do you see any potential problems or interactions in combining a checkpoint inhibitor with chemo, sort of theoretically, not so much drug interaction, but, like hormones and chemo, they say don't mix, sort of?
Theoretically, yes. And so there were a lot of people thinking it was ridiculous that they were doing those combinations. But then when the response rates come out looking better than standard first-line chemotherapy, I think it's hard to argue that there's any true antagonism. Again, we need longer-term follow-up and to ask those questions, that are always asked. If you combine everything up front, how does that compare versus one and then sequentially the next one? So more to look at, but I think intriguing. I mean, we've been very enthusiastic about those.
When you think about it, though, you think about all the questions that are out there about lung cancer. You just, 10, I could think of 10 trials. They should have had a four-arm trial that was phase three with 5,000 patients. Some get checkpoints, some get both, sequencing, et cetera. And then you have, less than 5% of these patients going into trials. So I guess the infrastructure is not out there yet, or maybe never will be.
It's difficult. And I think one of the challenges we're facing now with the checkpoint inhibitors, as opposed to asking lots of different questions, we're asking the same question over and over with different drugs. And that actually is frustrating because I don't feel like we're advancing as quickly as we do. I mean, you can point to well, pembro versus chemo was positive and nivo versus chemo was negative. Is that because the drugs are different or more likely because the cut point they used for selection was different? And how do we grapple with that? And then do we need five trials of chemo plus or minus checkpoint or PD-1 plus or minus CTLA-4, those are all being done in like triplicate and quadruplicate by the different companies. And that's challenging because we're not necessarily moving the field forward. We're moving everybody's bottom line forward, depending on which trial's positive that month.